Hi. In this podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about how to create simple, basic UDMs. I need to probably explain beforehand that creating a simple, basic UDM is quite a different thing than creating a good UDM. But before you can create good UDMs, you have to understand how to use the UDM wizard to create simple basic UDMs. It's the same philosophy as using the basic program. In really simplistic terms, you have to understand how to walk before you can run, and this runs much along the same lines. So, how do you create simple basic UDMs? Well, in JCapper, you're given a tool called the UDM Wizard. From the main module, click the button that says UDM Wizard. You'll also find the same button on the data window. And oddly enough, the data window and the UDM Wizard are designed to be used in tandem so that you can run both at the same time. And the design actually allows you to create a UDM on the fly in the UDM wizard, hit the refresh button on the data window, and run your UDM through the data window using the UDM button, and it'll let you see pretty instantly exactly what the results of your UDM are. So let's get started as to how to create a simple basic UDM in the UDM wizard. When you first bring up the UDM wizard, you're given the initial screen that says welcome to the JCapper UDM wizard. To create a new UDM, check the create new UDM box and click the next button. So when you bring up that screen, that create new UDM button or new UDM box is already pre-checked for you. So basically all you have to do is click the next button. So let's do that. And the next screen that is presented to you is the UDM creation template screen. On this screen, you have the basic template information for a new UDM. The very first thing that you have to do is give your UDM a proper name. In JCapper, there are some rules about naming your UDMs. And the very first rule you have to be aware of is that your UDM name has to be unique. You can't have more than one UDM in the profile table that has the same name. That's how UDMs are designated. They're designated, identified by their UDM names. So it almost goes without saying that you have to have unique UDM names. The second rule about UDM names is that they cannot contain illegal characters. In SQL, characters such as the single quote, double quote, percentage sign, the ampersand sign, the exclamation point, those can be used in Microsoft SQL to get info out of a database and write info into a database. As such, those are reserved or illegal characters, and you can't use them as part of your UDM name. You also cannot have any spaces in your UDM name. So given those simple rules, or complicated rules, depending on your point of view, that'll determine how you name your UDMs. Myself, I like to use a little bit of sophistication in the naming convention of my own UDMs, because it kind of determines, or my UDM name determines how my UDMs display on the HTML report. Negative expectation UDMs, and we'll get into that a little bit later in my next podcast, I start those with the X character. Positive expectation UDMs, I start those with the zero character. And what ends up happening is all my positive expectation UDMs are sorted or grouped together on the report, and all my negative expectation UDMs are grouped together on the report. And that kind of enables me to see when I have, say, a dozen different UDMs all pointing at the same horse. It allows me to see all the positives in one place and all the negatives in another place. For purposes of this example, I'm just going to pick an example out of the air and say, let's create a UDM that identifies the top-ranked JPR horse in dirt sprints. So let's give the UDM a proper name, and for purposes of this example, I'm just going to call it JPR1. The characters JPR and then the number one character, JPR1. And I'm going to type that into the profile field. Then I'm going to look at the surface requirement field, and I'm going to open up that drop down on the template creation screen, and I'm going to select D star or D wild card character, however you want to call it. What that does is it places a surface requirement as part of the UDM definition that says this UDM only applies to all dirt surfaces. Then I'm going to open up the distance requirement drop down, and I'm going to select S for sprints. So now my UDM has a name, JPR1. It has a surface requirement of all dirt surfaces. It has a distance requirement of all sprint races. And then I'm going to click the next button. When I click the, did you hear that? Did you hear that little beep? That beep, it's actually computer sound. I didn't realize it was going to show up on the podcast. That's kind of cool, actually. But I got a little message that says, template created for UDM JPR1. I click OK, and the next screen that I get is the UDM Wizard Modify Existing UDM screen. And on this screen, it shows my UDM name in the profile field, JPR1. It shows it as active. It shows that my surface is D star, or all dirt. It shows my distance is S, or all sprints. And that's basically the same info that was on my template. Now, what I'm going to do is select a factor for my UDM. And to do that, you notice that there is a drop down in the upper right hand area of the screen that says select a factor. So I'm going to open up that drop down and I'm going to select JPR as my factor for my UDM. And as soon as I do that, I get a set of little text boxes with a checkbox that has all the constraints for JPR that I can set. Now, to make JPR an active factor, what I do is I check the box that says test, and then I can set min rank and max rank. And I'm going to set min rank as 1, max rank as 1, and then I'm going to hit the save button. Ah, I love that sound. Changes saved. At this point, my UDM, JPR1, has a single constraint. And that constraint is JPR rank is equal to 1. And it's that simple. Creating a simple basic UDM in JCapper is that easy. Now, the next time I calculate races, I'm going to see, for all dirt sprints, all of the top ranked JPR horses selected by that UDM in each race. There you have it. That's all there is to creating a really simple, basic UDM. In my next podcast, I'll go into a little more detail about creating good UDMs, which is probably what most JCapper users are really interested in doing. But that's it. That's all you have to do to create a simple, basic UDM.